evening and we welcome you to Bible Questions and Answers on tonight. That's generally hosted by Brother Horace Robin. He's sick this evening, and he asked for our prayers this evening, and we want to pray for him, and we're going to ask Brother Johnson. He'll be coming on, and we're going to ask him to pray, first of all, for Brother Robin and for the program. We're glad to have Brother Williams on, Brother Barker, and myself, Brother Barker Jr., and we just hope, trust, and pray that we will have some good information on tonight. Now, there was another young man, Brother Tree, was supposed to call in. I don't know if he's in yet or not, but is he there, Brother Brown, or what? Hello?
No, sir, not yet.
Okay, well Brother Johnson, he's going to come on, and he's going to open with a prayer, and he's going to start us off on a subject that we'll be talking about that's going to be effective for any questions or answers that come on. At this time, we present it to you, Brother Johnson, at this moment.
Our Father and our God, we're so thankful to be on the radio land this evening, Father. We're so grateful that you is God and God only. Father God,
amen.
We know that you will hear the prayers of the righteous, according to 1 Peter 3:12.
Amen.
Father God, we pray that you will remove our sins, that our prayers will not be hindered.
Yes.
Father God, we come praying on the behalf of Brother Robin, that he is sick, and we know that you know already.
Yes.
We pray that you will remove the sickness and that he may
amen.
Be able to return with us again. Heavenly Father,
amen.
We pray that this broadcast will reach out to the world, that folks
yes.
may call in and ask,
amen.
What must I do to be saved? And we will give them a Bible answer from a Bible question. Father
amen.
God,
yes.
we pray that we will be more stronger in our faith and more steadfast in our hearts. Father God, help us to be true to your word. Help us to be right with your word. Help us to be honest and sincere with the people
amen.
That we talk with daily. Father God, help us to love each other as we
amen.
Ought to. Father God, we ask that you to remove our sins, that our sins will not hinder this broadcast this evening, Father, that we may preach it in love and in truth.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we pray that everything we do and say that we may give you the praises and the glory and the honor. When we have quit the walks of life down here, Father, we hope and pray that we will have a place in your eternal kingdom. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Let us say amen.
Amen. Yes, Brother Johnson?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you want to kick us off on the...
All right.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Tonight, I want to talk about mostly being faithful to God.
Yes. Amen.
A lot of us are in the church, but we're not faithful as we should be.
That's right.
And God expects us to be faithful all the way.
Amen.
Amen.
He gives us instructions how to do it, and we must do it if we want to please God. Well, I'm a type of preacher, I like to put my brethren in remembrance of these things. I want to take you to 2 Peter this evening,
mm-hmm.
chapter 1,
yes.
and begin at verse 3. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3, begin at verse 3. Peter says, according as divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge
mm-hmm.
of him that has mm-hmm. called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promise, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine
nature
and
mm-hmm.
having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligently, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins.
Yes, man.
God is telling us something here, brethren. We, as members of the church, need to get ourselves together. And let's preach the word like God asked us to.
Amen.
We have the truth, brethren. Jesus said in John 8:31-32, Jesus said to them Jews that believed on him, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciple, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Mm-hmm.
Now, brethren, there's no excuse tonight. There's no excuse at all. We have the word of God. We have the truth of God. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
No man can come to the Father but by me.
Amen.
And brethren, he made it plain. He made it simple. All we got to do is follow the instructions that are in the word of God.
Yes.
Let's be serious. Let's be sincere with God as he was sincere for us.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
When he went to that cross, he was serious to go to that cross.
Yes.
And he didn't play. He did what he had to do. We, as members of the Church of Christ, we got to do what we got to do. And that is to preach the gospel to every creature. And
Amen.
Jesus said in Mark, the 16th chapter, beginning at verse 15-16, and he said unto them, go and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believe it and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. The word damn in that content, he's going to be lost, or he's going to hell.
Yes.
There's no excuse for this. And Matthew, the 28th chapter, beginning at verse 18-20, Jesus said, all, not some, he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things, and lo, I am with you even until the end of the world.
Yes.
Jesus said it, not me. Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, up on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. All the devils in hell cannot prevent the church to be established and built. The church is here on earth. It's going to be here until Jesus comes. Jesus
will
take the church back to heaven when he comes back. He's going to lift it up where God is, and that's where we'll be at if we are in the church of Christ.
Amen.
In Acts chapter 2. And verse 38, when Peter preached that first gospel sermon, him and the 11 preached that sermon, they preached Christ and nothing else. They preached the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they told the people how to get in. Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins. This is a promise unto you and to your children, which are afar off, and many as the Lord God shall call. He said, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and added unto them about 3,000 souls. God was adding to the church then. He's adding to the church now those who that will respond to his word. that there's other churches that God will accept. There are lying, there are false teachers, there are false prophets. Jesus only built one church, and we all have to get into that one church. There's no other church on the face of the planet Earth. If we're not a member of the Church of Christ, we do not belong to Jesus, according to Romans, the 8th chapter, and verse number 9. Now, Jesus made it plain, he made it simple, and why are we trying to outdo Jesus or outthink Jesus when we can't do it? We might as well surrender, give up our little human prejudice, and obey the gospel before it's too late. Because if you die in your sins, Jesus said, you can't come where I'm at. John chapter 8, verse 21 through 24. The Apostle Paul said in Romans, the 6th chapter, beginning at verse 1, he tells us right there, he said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, for so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, was baptized into his death. The Bible is right, regardless how we feel. In Galatians chapter 3 and verse 27, for as many of you been baptized into Jesus Christ have put on Christ.
Yes.
There's no other way to put Christ on. In Acts the 4th chapter, beginning at verse 12, he said, neither is there salvation in any other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We cannot wear another name and say we belong to Christ.
Amen.
That's just like me saying I'm wearing William and my name is Johnson. Huh?
Amen.
The Bible is right. Let's face up to it. If it wasn't right, then why are we arguing about it? Just do anything you want to do. That's what people are trying to teach. They don't want to hear what God got to say. They want to argue and play games with God. But God had already said what he meant and meant what he said.
Amen.
And God is not going to change the book because we don't want to hear it. We might as well hear it. Because God is still going to have the last say so at the end of the judgment time. He's got it now, and he's going to have it in the end.
Yes.
And men better wake up and see what God has to say. I want to read something from Romans, the 13th chapter, beginning at verse 11 and to the end of that chapter. He says, and that knowing the time, that now is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed.
Amen.
The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day. Nor in rottenness or drunkenness, nor chamber, nor wanting, not in strife, not in envy. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. We must get rid of sin, brethren. We must get rid of it, because if we don't, it's going to cause us to go to hell. We must do what God says. You see, Jesus told Nicodemus in John chapter 3, beginning at verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisee named Nicodemus came to Jesus by night and said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher that come from God. No man can do miracles except God be with him. Jesus said, verily, verily, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said, how can a man be born again? God gave his answer. He said, can a man enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born again? Jesus said, verily, verily, except a man be born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
We must be reborn again. Our spirit man must be born again. That which
Amen.
Is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. But I
yes.
say ye must. Must is a strong language. It is a command from God. Ye must be born again. The Bible
mm-hmm.
tells us that if
Amen.
We're not born again, we're not pleasing God.
Amen.
We got to obey God's command. Put man's traditions away and obey God's command. God's commands are right. God wants to save man, but man chooses not to be saved. Man chooses
yes.
to go to hell. So if
yes.
he don't do the right thing, that's why he's going. We
yes.
need to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. You see, the gospel is the only thing can save mankind. Nothing
Amen.
Else can save man. Nothing can save him. If he don't do what the Bible says, this Bible come from God, the Bible tells us. In Psalm 119, verse 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. The word
yes.
came from heaven down here on earth. Jesus is the word, John 1:17. He's the word, and we know he's the word, John 1:14-17, brother.
The
and
word.
We know he's the word, and he came down
Amen.
Here, and yet men don't want to follow it. What is the problem? Why is man dodging the word? The word is true. And John 1, and beginning at verse 1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Huh? The Bible
yes.
is right. But men don't pick it up and read it. They don't want to hear what God got to say. When God says something, they get mad. But a preacher, any old preacher can come by and just twist up scripture, and they get all excited and emotional praises out of it. But God
yes.
said we got to be obedient to the word. We got to
Amen.
Obey what's in the scriptures. There's no excuse for anyone that cannot understand. The Bible
That's
too
right.
plain. Isaiah
Amen.
35 and verse 8 say, even a fool can't even err, Brother Paul.
Yes.
If we don't do what Jesus say, we're not going to make it.
Amen.
We must do what he say. Jesus paid the price. What are we going to do? Are we going to obey
right.
Jesus? Or are we going to keep on walking in darkness, which is sin? The Bible tells us how to get out of it. And we'll sit there and argue about it instead of just doing what God says.
Mm-hmm.
Men don't want to hear no truth. You got to be a fruit inspector and find out who wants to hear the truth. Men fall up. They want to bust and fuss and cuss and all die and go to hell, but the Bible's still going to be right. It's not going to change, and men's right as well face it. God has told us what to do to be saved.
Yes.
For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Has appeared unto all men, not some men, has appeared. But men got to do something to get the grace. Men don't want to do nothing. Well, God said it appeared unto all men. It said that, but we got something to do. He says
yes.
here, I'm going to read what he says in Titus 2, beginning at verse 11. He said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us to deny ungodly and worldly lust. We should live soberly and righteous and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good work. These things speaketh and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. God has spoken.
Yes.
And he's telling us what we ought to do, and we say no. What is our problem? Do you really believe what God's saying? Or you just say, well, I believe in God and I go head on. God is not going to save us unless we do what he tells us. Now, if you want to be saved, you obey his will. He done told us how to do it.
That's
I want to read another passage right quick. And then I know it's somebody else turn to preach the word. In Hebrews, the 4th chapter, he said in verse 12, for the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the divine asunder of soul and spirit and of the joint and marrow, and is discern of the thought and the intent of the heart. God's word is just as sharp. It'll cut your headway but loose. If you don't do what he tell you, it'll get you. You see, I'd rather do what God say now and to be saved when I get at the judgment than to do not what he say and go to hell. Because do you know that God is judging every day? Every day we live, God judging how we live, how we act, how we treat one another, what we do. Wrong or right, God's going to judge it. We better get ourselves together. We ain't got no long time down here. You know, we think 100 years is a long time, Brother Parker, Brother William, but it's not. It's a very short time. All you got to do is remove the zero. You're right back to where you were. God sees your future. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 9 and 10. Revelation chapter 1, verses 3, 8, and 11. He sees it. But man don't see the future. Man only can go day by day if God gives it to him. But God sees what you were going to be before you were born. You see, God knew you were going to be a preacher, Brother William, before you was born. Brother Parker, he knew you was going to be a preacher before you was born. You said, well, how you know that, Brother Johnson? Read Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 4 and 5. He said, Jeremiah, you're going to be a prophet. And he said, I knew you were going to be a prophet before you was conceived in your mother's womb.
Amen.
He told, he told Jeremiah long ago. So now God knew what he was going to be before he was born.
Amen.
So now if he know what you're going to be before you were born, you need to keep the word in you. You a preacher, stay with the book. Don't teach something that God didn't say teach. Teach what he told you to teach. And that is the truth. God must teach the truth, Brother Parker. That's all God asked us to do, is to teach the truth. Don't worry about filling a building. That'll take care of itself. All we got to do is preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Isn't that what Paul said in Romans 1 and verse 15 through 17? He said, for so much as in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe it, first to the Jews, also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. You see, we as Christians are living by faith every day. At least we're supposed to, let me put it that way. And if we're not living by faith, there's something that's wrong with us. We need to come to our senses and do what God says. God done told us what to do. And we act like we don't understand that. But let me tell you something. You better come to your grips. We as Christians got to teach the people the truth. See, we're not all these names in the world that people call themselves. We are Christians. Acts the 11th chapter and verse 26. What's his name? Said almost persuaded me to be a Christian.
Agrippa.
And 1 Peter 4 and verse 16 said that we are a Christian. If any man suffer as a Christian, Let him glorify God on his behalf. We
yes.
are Christians.
Amen.
We are Christ-like. We belong to Jesus Christ. I don't belong to nobody
yes.
else but Jesus Christ. That's the
Amen.
Name I'm going to wear.
Amen.
In Ephesians chapter 5, beginning at verse 23 through 25, he said the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church and the Savior
yes.
of the body, Brother William.
Yes.
He didn't tell me to wear another name. He said, wear his name. If I'm going to be married to Christ, I got to wear his name, Brother William.
Amen. Yes, sir.
You see what we're talking about? In Romans, the 7th chapter, beginning at verse 4, he said, we are dead to the law, so we got to wear the name of Christ.
Married
we
to him.
We can't wear these other names, Brother William. We
yes,
can't wear
sir.
Catholic, Methodist, Baptist, Jehovah's Witness,
yes.
Seventh-day Adventist, Presbyterian. They're
not
in
Bible.
God's word, and they're not God's churches.
Amen.
God only had one name, and that is the Church of Christ. Let's deal with the Church of Christ, like
Amen.
Christ said to do.
Yes.
He said, go preach it, and we need to preach it. We need to preach it, we need to teach it, and we need to live it.
Yes,
let's
sir.
Don't get in
Amen.
A corner and get scared. Let's be bold like the Apostle Paul was. Paul was bold. He stood on his on God's promises and preached the word, and he didn't worry about what the crowd thought about. He didn't worry about the crowd. None of the apostles worried about the crowd. They
Amen.
Worried about what God was thinking. And we need to do what God tell us.
Yes.
Man
Amen.
Don't have nothing to offer. He can't put you in heaven, and he can't put you in hell.
No.
God is the one that makes those decisions.
Amen.
God is the one that does what he got to do. If we don't obey his will, we're going to be lost.
Mm-hmm.
We must. I emphasize that word must. I know it's the strongest language in the human history and the strongest language in the Bible. We must, Brother Parker, not we think
yes.
about it, we must follow God's plan.
Amen.
We must do God's will. We must obey what God has told us.
Amen.
I don't care what four parents and all them said. Well, my mother was this and my father was that. What did God say?
Mm-hmm.
What did God say,
Amen.
Brother William? That's what's going to happen.
Right.
If you're
Amen.
Not in Christ, you're not in God either. And God is not your father and Christ either. And you don't have
mm-hmm.
the Holy Spirit. As a lot of people talk about, I got to go to church to get the Holy Spirit. There's not a scripture on earth says that.
Amen. Amen.
They don't teach that. If you get the Holy Spirit like the people did on the day of Pentecost, when they went in that water and they went down in there by faith, they came up a new creature. The
Amen.
Apostle Paul said in Colossians 3 and verse 1, he said, if you have been risen with Christ, seek those
mm-hmm.
things which are above.
Amen.
Yes. While Christ sits on the right hand of God. See, Jesus
mm-hmm.
Christ is in heaven sitting on the right hand of God. John 6 and verse 62.
Mm.
And then Peter said, thou hast the words of eternal life. In
yes.
John 6, 68. Christ has the words of eternal life. Don't no
That's
man
right.
have the words of eternal life. If we following man, we better quit it. We better
Amen.
Follow God and his word and go on about our business.
Yes.
Brother Parker, I'm going to turn it over to you or Brother Leroy to get on the ball. And let's hear the word of God preached like it is.
Yes, sir.
Brother Leroy, you ready? I know you've been warming up. Come on, Brother Leroy.
Yes, sir. I'm still holding at Romans chapter 6.
Any questions?
Someone have any questions? Okay.
Any questions? Yes, Brother Parker, fourth, yes.
No. We're just saying before Brother Williams, I appreciate Brother Johnson for his sermon, and I know Brother Williams is going to do a great job. But this is really a modeling question. Like, let's just pause and see if there are any questions.
All right. No problem.
Yeah. If anybody got a question, just press the number one button at this time. The number one button, if you got a question at this time, press the number one button. No, I got some people listening online, so I guess
okay.
Continue on.
If they have any statements,
come online and say what they have to say too. But if not, we'll move on.
No, sir. No questions.
No questions. Okay. Brother
All
Brown.
Right. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Brother Brown.
Yep.
Thank you, brother. Listen, we want to, as I said, I'm still holding at Romans chapter 6, verse 1, because I'm thinking about, after all that Brother Johnson has been saying, the idea is that we got to stay with the faith. We have to be faithful to God, faithful to the doctrine, and faithful to the word. In Romans chapter 6, the question is asked, what are we going to do? Brethren, what is the deal? What do we say then? Can we continue in sin and grace abound? God says no. Well, what are we going to continue in? You have obtained faith through hearing, believing, and obeying the gospel. We have a responsibility to continue in faith, not in sin. And it is important for the church to understand that just being baptized into Christ, becoming a member of the church, the spiritual family of God, the household of faith, the kingdom of God's dear Son, we must live and continue in a faithful manner of life. That's why he said, therefore, in verse number 4, we were buried with Christ by baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also are raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, that we should walk in newness of life. Listen, if you're going to walk in newness of life, something in your life must have changed.
Amen.
You cannot become a Christian, become a child of God, and nothing in your life and your lifestyle, your living, has changed. Something in our living must have changed.
Amen.
And we recognize that, first of all, God has forgiven us of all of our former trespasses. All
Amen.
Of our past sins are forgiven. That is not license to go and continue in those sins.
Amen.
The idea
Amen.
Is we have been forgiven. We have repented in our minds. So in our minds, we are to follow the faith of the doctrine and the gospel of Christ, and we are to leave off from those sins. We got folks that talk about, I'm a member of the church and I'm a child of God, yet they continue to follow the mind of the flesh and practice sin. And they think that because we have the grace of God as a spiritual blessing, that they are automatically okay. That's not true. Jesus
Man.
Requires that
Amen.
Each of us, as his followers, be faithful to the doctrine. When Brother Johnson took us to 2 Peter chapter 1, he mentions, and the scriptures tell us, that we are to add to our faith. You know what that means? Our faith, we have to grow. We have to grow in faith. We were born as babies in the spirit. We have to grow in the spirit. We got to walk according to the spirit. We have to walk as children of light. We have to follow the spirit and not serve the sin of the flesh.
Amen.
So we got to grow.
Amen.
That's a personal responsibility of every Christian. It's not enough just to obey the gospel. We have to grow. If you have a baby that is born into the world, and that baby being born into the world, if it does not show signs of growth, then you're going to take that baby to the doctor. Because there's nothing wrong. He was born 7 or 8 pounds, and a month later, he's still 7 or 8 pounds, and a year later, he's still 7 or 8 pounds, and 5 years later, he's still 7 or 8 pounds. He can't sit up and hold his head up. He can't walk. He can't talk. He can't do anything. He can't feed himself. There's something wrong with that child.
Yes.
We wouldn't allow a child to be stunted in its growth without having that child checked out by a doctor, a physical doctor. When we see Christians and those that are born into Christ, and they are babes in knowledge and wisdom and spiritual understanding, and then 5 years later they still are babes in knowledge and wisdom and faith, they haven't grown. There's something wrong with that. We got to grow, brethren. We got to grow, ladies and gentlemen. All of those of you who are in radio land or who are listening to this broadcast, if you're on the internet, if you're on the phone, you must understand that our preaching is not in vain. But if you're not following faith and growing in faith, your living is in vain.
Amen.
God is not going to reward us for doing nothing. If you're not growing in your faith, you're not doing anything. You are basically doing nothing. So, you know, it's not enough to obey the gospel and then not grow. We must grow.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Important.
Amen.
That's to the church. We can't stay the same. Listen, if you was cussing and fussing and fighting and everything else before you met Christ, you can't keep doing that
Amen.
And say, I'm Christ. You can't keep living like that and say, I'm a Christian. You can't,
Amen.
You're fooling yourself when you believe that God is saving you and you're still acting like a fool. You're fooling yourself. And we have a lot of folk in the church. We know about folks in the world. They're hypocritical. We know about all these different religions. These religions are religions of hypocrisy. They're not pleasing to God. Nor can they, because they're not according to faith. What is according to faith is according to the word of God, because faith comes by hearing the word of God.
Amen.
Following faith comes by following the word of God. God did not say anywhere in the New Testament scriptures that he was going to build a church and it would be the Baptist or Catholic or Methodist church. We know
Amen.
That Christ didn't build these churches because Christ's
Amen.
Church was established in A.D. 33, that is the year 33, at 9 a.m., May the 28th, in the city of Jerusalem, the Church of Christ was established on earth. That's
Amen.
In the Bible. The Baptist Church was established in Holland in 1607. And the person who started that denomination is called John Smith. None of that information is in the Bible.
Amen.
You cannot get that out of the Bible. It's not there. The Bible was completely written, and the Revelation was delivered to the churches of Greece in 93 A.D.
Amen.
So if your church started after 93 A.D., it's not in the Bible. It's not the Bible church. It's not
Amen.
Being saved. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're in the Catholic, the Baptist, the Methodist, the Jehovah's Witness, the Seventh-day Adventist, the Pentecostal, the Apostolic, the Christian Scientist Church, the Congregational Church, the Presbyterian, the Episcopalian, the Lutheran, all of these different major church religions in the world, if you are in those churches, you are not in the church where salvation is.
Amen.
Christ didn't build them. They don't belong to Christ. Christ is married to his church, Romans chapter 7 and verse 4, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23 through 25. In Romans
Amen.
7 and 4, it says, you become dead to the law of sin and death by the body of Christ. Listen, we died to sin by the crucifixion, the death, the sacrifice of the body of Christ, his body, he sacrificed for our sins. When we obey him, we are dead to sin. That's why he said, know ye not that as many of you as were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? You are dead to sin. You can't continue to walk in sin, Romans chapter 6, 1 through 4, and God be pleased. God says no. So we're dead to sin. And it says in Romans 7 and 4, we are married to another. What? We're married to another law. We're married to another grace. We're married to another, we are married to something other than sin. We're not married to the flesh. We're not married to the law of sin and death. We're married to the law of Christ. He said we're married to him who was raised from the dead. Now,
all right,
the church is married to Christ.
Amen.
You are in the church. You are part of that bride that's married to Christ. You are to obey your husband. You're not to obey any other person, but you are to obey your husband. The church is obligated to obey Christ. Now, if
Amen.
We're married to Christ, we also wear his name. Every wife since Adam and Eve, every wife wears her husband's name. That's how she's identified as his wife. That's how she identifies herself and honors him as her husband. Anything
Amen.
Less is not
Amen.
The ordination of God. Genesis chapter 5, verse 2. The Adam and Eve's name was Adam. Eve
All right.
was married to Adam. The name of the family was Adam, which means man from the earth.
All right.
Adam.
Amen.
With the name. Today, Brother Johnson is married to a wife. Her name is Mrs. Johnson. She is the wife of Brother Johnson. She is Brother Johnson's wife. Christ's church is married to Christ. She is the wife of Christ. The wife
Amen.
Of Christ is
Amen.
The church of Christ. By no other name, it is the church of Christ. Any other name is not acceptable to Christ. Christ is God, our Savior.
Amen.
1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. He is God, our Savior. He is the one that's saving the church. Ephesians 5:23. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is also the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. The body
Amen.
Is the church. Colossians 1:18. He is the head of the body, the church. The fullness of him that filleth all in all. He has the preeminence. He is first place. Jesus Christ is over all. He is the Almighty God. So we don't have any excuse. Brother Johnson mentioned that earlier. We are without excuse today, ladies
Amen.
And gentlemen. If you have any religious faith in God, if you know anything about the Bible, you need to know that unless we are following Jesus Christ, his commandment, his law, we are obedient to his doctrine, we are members of his church, and we are faithful in so doing, we are fooling ourselves.
Amen.
We must be faithful.
Amen.
We must live faithful Christian lives. We are Christians and Christians only. Why? Because our name, our spiritual name is Christ. If
All
right. that's not your spiritual name, somebody asked me, well, what church you a member of? Christ's church. Well, what are you? I am a Christian because my father is Christ. I
Amen.
Wear his name. If
I
any
think-
man, if listen, Peter said it, we got to name the name of Christ. And if any of us name the name of Christ, we got to depart from sin. You can't claim to be Christ. And yet you're going to live in sin. You're going to walk in sin. You're going to walk as if you don't know what the truth is. That is not the case.
Amen.
In Romans chapter 6 and verse number 14, number 11, after the Apostle Paul in this dissertation mentions the fact that if we've been planted together in the likeness of Christ's death, then we have been raised in the likeness of his resurrection. Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, and he went to heaven. You are raised in obedience to Christ's doctrine, the gospel, in water baptism. You were raised from that watery grave to go to heaven. But you got to walk in the light of the word. That is, you got to walk in the faith, in the knowledge, and in the obedience to the word of God. That's how you walk in the light, because the word is light. It is the light of our salvation. That's what we have to follow. In verse number 11, the Spirit also encourages us. He says, first in verse 10, for the death that he died, talking about Jesus Christ, he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives, he lives to God. The same thing with us. We died to sin, and the life that we live, we must live to God. Therefore, verse 11, likewise, you also, Christ did this. Now, the Spirit says, you also, we reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lust.
Yes.
You see, the body lusts, the flesh lusts to sin. But we cannot obey the lust of our flesh. We have to keep our bodies pure. We have to keep our bodies clean. We have to be faithful. How do you do that? It's not about taking a bath in water and soap every day. It's about washing our minds by the word of God, the cleansing power of God's word in our life. That's how we keep ourselves clean. We got to follow it. We have to put on Christ in Galatians 3:26-27. For as many of you have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. We have put on a robe, a garment of righteousness. We are to wear that garment, and we are to walk in that garment, and we are to keep it clean. And the only way we can do that is we have to be obedient to God. We have to repent of our sins, and we repent daily. See, there is no deliberate desire to walk in the lust of our flesh, but when our lust comes into our life and temptation comes upon us, we've got to say no to temptation and sin, and we've got to say yes to the grace and the love and the salvation of God. And so faithfulness is important. Christ is not coming back for a church that is unfaithful. He is going to take out of the kingdom. Matthew chapter 23, verse 15. He's going to take out of the kingdom all the sin and do iniquity. He's not coming to save the unfaithful at all. Just being in the church is important, but that's not all. We must continue in faith. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Why did Jesus say believeth? Because believing and continuing in faith is the definition of faithfulness to God. If you're not faithful, you are not going to be saved for eternal life. Therefore, brethren, we want to stress to our members of the church, and we want to tell even those who are not members of the Lord's church, you have to first become a member of the family of God through obedient faith and being baptized in water according to the Spirit, which gave us the word for the removal of your sins. You don't have to be baptized to join the church. You can't join the church. Baptism makes you a child of God. Obedience to God in baptism makes you a child of God. You don't have to join the family of God. You're automatically a part of it. But once you obey the gospel, then you got to live the faithful life in Christ. You can't go back. You got folks that obeyed the gospel, but then they decide, well, I don't want to live in Christ's doctrine. I don't want to live in the church of Christ. I don't want to stay in the house. I'm leaving. where you're needing to go back into sin and condemnation. There is salvation in no other name. There is salvation by no other authority. There is salvation by no other power. There is salvation in no other body.
Amen.
It's the body of Christ. It's Jesus Christ's authority. It's Jesus Christ's power. He is God, our Savior. And we are members of the church of the living God. He is the living God. He says in Revelation chapter 1, verse 8, I am he that was dead and is alive forevermore. I am the Almighty, our salvation is in Christ.
Amen.
Everything we could ever hope for is in Christ. Jesus is our everything. And anybody who is ashamed to acknowledge and to wear the name of Christ, don't you fool yourself. Jesus said, I'm not going to confess you either. Today, Jesus is not confessing you as his child. If you're not following in his footsteps in the words of the doctrine of the gospel, you're not faithful to him, he's not confessing you as his child. He's not owning you as his child. And some of us are going to be sorely disappointed when the judgment day comes. And we think, oh, I've done a lot of good stuff, and I did this, and I did that, and I did this in the name of Christ. And we have not been obedient to the truth, nor have we followed God with a perfect heart.
Yeah.
Some of us are like Amaziah in 2 Chronicles chapter 25, verse 2. We don't do what the Bible say and do what God say, but we're not going to do it from a heart of faith. Listen,
amen.
God is judging the heart, ladies and gentlemen. Men can judge the actions and the deeds, but God judges the heart. What is our intent? Brother Johnson mentioned it, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. The word of God is so powerful and so capable and so dynamic. It is not only able to judge our actions, but it is able to discern the very thought and intents of our mind. God knows what you're thinking. He knows how you're thinking. And he knows why you're thinking the way you think. And if it's not according to his will, according to his word, God is not pleased with it. God does not want us to do our righteousness to be seen of men, that we might have their glory, their presence. God wants our righteousness to praise him.
Amen.
And if we are not humble, we are not genuinely faithful and loving as God told us to love, then all of our loving is in vain. If my love is based on the way you treat me and how I feel and not according to the will of God, if it's not unconditional, it's not the love that God wants us to have. And God is not pleased. God is not taking nobody, he's not saving any soul to eternal heaven that is not pleasing to him in spiritual life. Our lives must reflect what we say. We can't talk the talk. We have to walk the talk. That's what it's about.
Amen.
Let's walk the talk and not just talk the talk, Christians, because if we don't, we are fooling ourselves and we are ashamed before God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I turn you back over to Brother Parker.
Yes. Is Brother Parker voice on now? Brother Brown, any questions, anything?
Any questions?
Yeah, go ahead and say something, Brother Parker, for us, and then we'll be getting the plan and closing out.
We just appreciate Brother Johnson and Brother Williams for their presentation and just hope, trust, and pray that the listening audience will come to realize that in order to have salvation, we must be where salvation is. Unless we know that that God's righteousness is found in the gospel, that's why he's coming back to save his church. So therefore, in order for us to have salvation, we got to be where salvation is, and that's in the church of Christ. So therefore, we just hope, trust, and pray that our listening audience comes to realize the sincerity in which these men preached. And really, that's all I got to say. Any questions, Brother Brown? Anyone got any questions?
Is that a question?
No, sir, not this time.
Okay, well, we just appreciate our listening.
We appreciate our listening, and
we'll turn it over to Brother Parker.
Yes, Hebrews 11:1. Let's just keep this on our mind. Brother Jonathan and Brother Williams and Brother Parker and all, we've done a great job on this, and that ministry that we heard tonight from Brother Jonathan and Brother Williams was powerful. And we need to keep it on our mind. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Lord have mercy. It took me back a million years. See, now faith is the substance of things that we hope for, and it's the evidence of the things we have not seen. And if we live
that's the truth, life, brother,
if we live a Christian life, the evidence of our leaving here, going to heaven, is going to be there 100%.
Yeah,
that's why we got to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, live the life that he commanded us to live, and
right.
do the right thing. We really enjoyed this program tonight, and hope, trust, and pray that you'll tune in next Tuesday night.
Yes.
Bible. And Brother Johnson and Brother Williams and Brother Parker, myself, and Brother Parker first, we'll all be on there again. And then next Thursday night, Brother Horace Robbins should be back. He was feeling ill, and we're going to, Brother Williams, we're going to give a closing prayer. Pray again for Brother Robbins on tonight, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, Father God,
yes.
thank you. Thank
yes,
you
sir.
For this opportunity that we have and that you have blessed us to obtain, so that we might declare your word to a dying and perishing generation of people all over the world. God, many have died today. The statistics say that 170,000 people die each day in the world. Lots of folks are dying, and we're praying that some of them will have the opportunity and will take the opportunity through faith to obey the truth before they die. Because the Bible declares that in Hebrews 9:27, it's appointed for men to die once. But after death, it's the judgment. That's what's next. And there's a life after death. It's either a life of condemnation for sin or a life of eternal salvation because of your righteousness.
Amen.
I'm praying that others will come to receive the righteousness that you have established for our salvation.
Amen.
And we pray, Heavenly Father, that this ministry will produce much and everlasting good and much and everlasting glory and honor for your name. Thank you for these brethren who are men of faith, men of knowledge, men of integrity, men of desire, and men of love. We love the souls of men.
Amen.
And we teach and we preach not because we want to judge or hate or we want to talk about, but we want to love and we want to share the love of God to many. God, help us to be strong. Bless us in every endeavor that we put forward to do good and to do your will. Thank you for this privilege. In Jesus' name,
amen. Amen. Yes.
Good night, my brethren. God bless you.
Good night.
Look forward to the next time.
Good night.
All right.
God bless you. Yes.